Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Live. That's the name of this show. You've tuned in to the correct radio station and or internet feed if you are hearing my voice right now. It is Free Talk Live. The telephone number here in the studio is 603-283-6160. Again, the telephone number 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Beakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
We've been talking about a whole bunch of stuff, and we're going to talk about a bunch more stuff.
Got ways to go.
Because that's what we do here at Free Talk Live. It is a live call-in radio talk program.
But we do it in a conversational tone and a conversational manner.
We attempt to. Sometimes the callers aren't as cooperative with the conversational...
Right.
Portion of
I just want to put that out there for new listeners, for the new hour, going like, what am I supposed to do when I call in? And it is not ramble on until you lose your breath. Start there.
I mean,
please.
In ways that was impressive.
Okay.
Right? In, you know, the dark worlds, you know, like, I'm surprised that somebody is capable.
He is a wizard of the verbal arts.
Of babbling that much in a row while barely breathing at all. You know, I don't recommend you learn that as an art.
In a way, it is impressive that at least 46 bombs a day get dropped on the greater Middle East for the last 20 years.
Great callback to the original topic.
Yes, well done. Speaking of callers, let's go to one now. We have Dana calling. And Dana, I'm sorry, where are you calling from?
Old Town, Maine.
Okay, cool. And you are on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just, and you guys aren't even, I don't get a chance to call that often, but I think it was last week, and I don't think any three of you guys were even on, but I was fuming. I heard some talk of election fraud, and it seems it's always understood to favor the Democrats and harm Republicans. That seems to be...
during the last cycle.
That seems to be the thrust of it.
During the Trump cycle, it was guilty of election fraud that kept Hillary out of office. Fair play.
Yeah, I guess, but I mean, in general, for years and years and years now, this Rush Limbaugh guy that just died, yeah, they always talked about election fraud coming from one side only. And that's all I basically get here where I am is talk radio, and it's all pro-Republican, you know, so anybody claiming there's some liberal bias apparently isn't a talk radio listener like I am, and that's where I get most of it.
Because of Rush Limbaugh.
But I wanted to point out that the important thing everybody's missing all the time is that rarely, I never hear anyone pointing out that the important, obvious voter fraud is evident in a system which offers us as choices a couple of puppets like Trump and Biden in the first place.
Do you listen to this show frequently?
I hear people... What's that now?
Do you listen to this show frequently? Our show, Free Talk Live?
And I've noted that you guys, too, I mean, not as bad as the rest of them. But I noticed, like, even this, like the station you guys are on, like, for instance, 560 down there in Portland. I can't even think of the name of it now. But, I mean, they got Glenn Beck and Hannity and right. Alex Jones and Limbaugh and the rest of them on there.
Let me jump in real quick.
Because of
Rush Limbaugh.
As conservative-leaning, too.
Hang on, Dana.
Because of Rush Limbaugh, like, being the pioneer, sort of, in talk radio, like saving the AM dial when he started his shtick. Talk radio has always seemed to lean conservative as a medium, right? The misinformation you get in the media seems to be the visual media coming from mainstream cable news, which in a lot of cases tends to lean liberal with your MSNBCs, your CBS, you know, CNN, and then Fox News.
If you want something that leans to the left in talk radio, PBS has that covered.
NPR.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do want to say, Dana, that you know, I don't know how often you get to listen to myself anyway, but my opinion on voter fraud is that, well, it's all fraud because you shouldn't have to vote somebody to be your leader when you're perfectly capable of leading yourself. So all voting in my mind is fraud. It's fraudulent. It doesn't even need to happen. These people aren't leaders anyway. Is Biden a leader? I don't know. I wouldn't trust him around children. I wouldn't trust him around my family. I wouldn't trust him to even come to this studio, really, much less, you know, his predecessor, Mr. Trump. I don't know him. I've never met him. We've never sat down, you know, so I wouldn't trust him around anybody. I wouldn't trust Obama around anybody that I know. I wouldn't trust him to do anything for me in any way, shape, or form. I have no reason to believe that these people are leaders. And where the hell are they leading us to anyway? War!
Well, and not only that, but nobody ever mentions that even, you know, that these people are an operator class, essentially. Yeah. The true owners and controllers are the people who control the issuance of our money. And I know that sounds odd to say, but, I mean, it's the one issue.
Not to us.
Are you guys familiar with Renaissance 2.0,
no.
the video series by Zimmer?
No.
I am not. Fill us in.
That guy right there has I think, identified the fraudulent nature of all of political dialogue, all of it. In that, there is, you know, the true rulers and owners in society are people that are never mentioned. It's the moneyed class, and that these politicians, this is just a marketplace, and the moneyed class basically has moved into position people who are no threat to the existing order.
Yeah.
They have absolutely no clue. I talk to politicians that in my yard here, they come up and try to convince me to vote for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never found a one of them who can honestly answer the question of who creates our money and how do they do it. They have no understanding of the fraudulent nature of this money system we live under, and the fact that institution basically is the apex institution in society.
Yeah, well, and you're absolutely right. I mean, the fundamental power that these government people have, apart from violence, is the issuance of money. And you can't even afford to make that kind of violence unless you can issue money. I mean, that's a big part of why we talk about cryptocurrency on this show.
Yeah, but I mean, that's another. Don't get me started on that one. But it's the money system has never been properly. For instance, most people still think that the government. I talk with people about this all the time, one-on-one situations, and a lot of people still believe that the government prints the money. It's the Federal Reserve that prints the money.
Well,
yeah, which
you,
is not
you,
federal,
you mean literally prints,
reserves,
people
and
think
it's not
literally.
Either, by the way, most of it's just digits.
That's true.
And,
yeah.
When you understand how these numbers originate, you will not be fighting about Donald Stinkin' Trump and Joe Biden. You won't even mention these fools anymore.
You'd be surprised how many people think you can still get gold and silver for it.
Yeah, I believe, Dana, I believe you're talking about fractional reserve banking, and that is where banks can issue money out of thin air when they want to loan something. There used to be a requirement that the banks would have to keep roughly 10% of whatever it is they were going to loan out in reserves, but actually they passed a thing that says, no, they don't have to keep anything now. So now they're just creating this money out of thin air. You're right. It is in digits. They're just adding digits to the ends of their ledgers, right? More zeros on the end of it. And money gets created out of thin air by not only the regular banks, but also by the Federal Reserve. As we witness with the, we mentioned it earlier in today's program, the $1.9 trillion is the latest.
and theoretically, they loan that to the government with interest or somehow buy treasury bonds of some kind to funnel that into the state.
Dana, thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate it. It certainly is interesting, to say the least. And I'm glad Dana called. It sounds to me like he's on the right track. He gets it.
Keep listening.
Well, the power
Please keep listening to Free Talk Live. Go check out freetalklive.com, Dana.
Check out
this
the archives.
Show, yeah, check out the archives. This show talks all about that stuff ad nauseum at times, depending on what days you're listening to.
Well, and just as the power to tax is the power to destroy, the power to fund is the power to create. If if you take away their ability to fund all of these programs, then guess what? All of the programs disappear.
Yeah. If the money wasn't borrowed for all of these endless wars and the bill was actually issued to each individual for the cost of it on a monthly basis, why, the war would be over yesterday. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
Do you feel like your nation, state, or community no longer holds your values? Have you dreamt of a place where people agree that liberty is important and are free to pursue their projects so long as they respect the property of others? There are many people just like you that are discovering FreePrivateCities.com. Their social media links are at the upper right of the page at FreePrivateCities.com. All skill levels will be needed when the first of the Free Private Cities opens. It's sooner than you think. Stop arguing and build. FreePrivateCities.com.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments around the world killing innocent people? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin is money that cannot be inflated or controlled by any state. By continuing to use their money, you're perpetuating the killing. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available to you now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. It's Bitcoin.com.
Everyone's always talking about buy Bitcoin, buy Bitcoin. Yeah, well, I'm sorry. That's boring as hell. How about earning some Bitcoin? Getting paid with it? That's the way. It is money after all. If you want to earn Bitcoin at your business, AnyPay is the way to do it. Your customers will love it. Everyone in town will talk about your store being the Bitcoin store, and it's just fun. Get our free app and start earning Bitcoin at your business. AnyPayX.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Miss a moment of Free Talk Live. Get our archives daily via our podcast at feeds.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Free Talk Live, the live radio call-in talk program where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever's on your mind. Our telephone number here in the studio, if you would like to get on the airwaves, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
Beakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
And we've been talking about all sorts of fun stuff. What was the last caller on about?
Well, he was talking more about, you know, the Federal Reserve, how money's created, right. How he doesn't like hearing conservatives so much on talk radio.
Right. He is correct, though. Most people, if they did their homework and found out how the USD, Federal Reserve notes, commonly known as the dollar, is created, how more of it comes into being, I think that they would be really freaked out.
One thing I do want to touch on, because he mentioned, you know, Joe Biden and who's really in control. I think one of the high points for us liberty-minded individuals of the Joe Biden presidency now is this is the greatest evidence towards a puppet leadership, because it is so clear that he is being controlled by somebody else, right? Because cognitively, he's just not there like, you know, Trump was. Like Trump was, you know, like him or hate him, he was
come on, man.
He was on point with his message, right? That's it, right? The latest with the Biden thing was, you know, like, I'm open to questions if anyone's got any, and then boom, right? The feed gets cut. He's not answering anything.
Well, and I mean, I think that's part of why people voted for him, is that he is the institution. Like, people voted for Trump because he was Trump.
Yeah.
People voted for Biden because he's the institution. Like, well, he's not, he doesn't have his own
voter fraud.
Hmm?
And that's if you believe there's no voter fraud.
Right. Well, I mean, regardless, whether or not, and how much there was, like, there are people that voted for him. And mostly it's because he's the establishment. Like, it's not that he has this, you know, unique personality or anything like that. It's they wanted the establishment back.
But it's very clear that the establishment is just puppeteering the man, Joe Biden.
Oh, yeah.
This go-round.
I mean, all the go-rounds, but sure, this, not one, all might the go-rounds. Be, this one might be more obvious.
Obama was very eloquent, right? Trump was Trump, and now you have Biden, which is clearly a puppet.
Well, he's just senile.
And it was the exact opposite for the people that voted Trump, especially last time, that what he represented was a challenge to the establishment.
That's what he presented himself as.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Let's go to Jay calling from Washington. Jay, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. I just have a question for you. I've been listening to you for some time.
Mm-hmm.
What awaits the people that move to New Hampshire under I forget what it's called, the whole move to New Hampshire society so you can get it.
Free state project?
I'm a blue state, but I'm fairly, you know, I like my rights and everything. But I make very, you know, I make paycheck to paycheck. What happens when these people move over there out of curiosity? What awaits them? I mean, I don't work for, you know, Fortune 500 company or anything. I take care of myself. I, you know, have my own means. But if they pack up and move everything, what is waiting for them? I mean, job-wise and all that. No one really talks about that side of it.
Well, we have a really low unemployment rate, that's for sure.
Yeah, unemployment is super low. There are many jobs available. You know, some of them aren't, you know, I mean, if you're working in, like, a corporate office and you're, like, a vice president or something, you know, that's not very New Hampshire. There are some of that.
I work for a convenience store.
Okay.
You could find a job here.
You could very easily find a job that replaces your income and maybe even make a little bit more. The apparent rate of, you know, hire here is such that minimum wage isn't even a question. A lot of the jobs pay, you know, even above $15 an hour to start for, like, entry-level stuff. So, yeah, you
okay,
should.
Okay, because I'm on the east side of Washington, the more predominantly red side that gets ignored over here. So
I'm Spokane. Yeah, I'm familiar with the Spokane area in eastern Washington.
Yeah, Tri-Cities.
Okay, yeah, I know where the Tri-Cities is. I lived in Seattle
the Hanford area.
I lived in Seattle for 20 years or so, so I'm familiar with the rest of the state. I've traveled out there quite a bit. So
okay, so you understand how this state works. We get ignored and they vote everything in. that's one of the reasons I've been looking.
That's basically it in a nutshell.
I lived in Richland for a few months.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay, then I'm right next there. I'm in Kennewick, which is
one of the Tri-Cities.
Yeah. Now, Jay, do you get three seasons there out in the Tri-Cities area? I believe you do, but correct me if I'm wrong.
We get four, but it depends on how the weather's being.
Okay. Because the only shocker might be somebody who has not experienced, like, a real winter. You know, that might be a shocker to them. It's not...
Well, the pass has just got 20 feet of snow, so...
You're good to go. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, no, I'm just wondering on that, you know, as far as that, because you haul, hi, I'm here, what do I do next? You know, just kind of curious.
One of the beautiful things about having the freedom here is the freedom to do as you wish when it comes to how to make your money, right? So occupational licensing isn't really a big thing here. So, if you have skills, you can employ them almost immediately. You're not going to, the Free State Project or any of the other organizations aren't going to provide you with an income upon landing. But
you got to go out and make your own keep, and that's part of being human.
If you ingratiate yourself within the community, right, there are always opportunities with, you know, community members if they're saying, like, hey, I need a worker, or I need this, or I need that, and you can definitely find something if you're willing to work hard.
I had a small second question.
Sure.
I did some stupid things when I was a lot younger, and say I got my rights restored, which means, yes, I'm a felon, but now I can actually physically own guns in this state. You can do that. You can get your rights restored. It's a long process and a lot of money.
Mark Age is working on that at some point in Florida as well.
Does that state reciprocate in that? You know, do they have problems with, you know, other people that, oh, you have a felony, but, okay, I still am allowed to own them. Does that cross any, you know, from one state to another, does that state have an issue with it?
Yeah. I don't know the legal answer to that, so I would consult an attorney to get the actual answer on that.
Yeah. What I can tell you, though, is that as far as gun rights go, you don't even need a license to concealed carry here. You just can. You can open carry at any time. It's, you know, much like Washington State.
They said you can't. Well, I can't conceal carry ever. I can't get a permit.
You don't need a permit here.
Yeah, no permit is required to concealed carry in the state of New Hampshire.
It's constitutional carry. You can open carry.
They got their rights reserved, their rights back.
That's the legal ad, so that you would have to consult an attorney.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm not that well versed in what happens with the right restoration and somebody who migrates here.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, it might not be a problem, but that's something you're going to probably have to look into. It seems like a very specific thing.
If your concern is acquiring a permit, you don't need one here to conceal carry.
I've given up on that.
Okay. Understood. But what I'm saying is you don't need one, and the only reason to get one is for multi-state reciprocity.
Yeah.
All right, well, good luck.
Okay, thank you, guys.
Yep. I hope, if you do move, I hope it goes well, Jay. 603-283-6160. We certainly could use more freedom-loving individuals making the move to New Hampshire.
I found it a great transition.
Nice. More Free Talk Live on its way.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo again says he won't resign after further allegations of sexual harassment surfaced this weekend. Cuomo told reporters this afternoon, quote, "I was elected by the people of the state. I'm not going to resign because of allegations. There is no way I resign." The New York Attorney General's office is investigating the allegations from at least five women. Karen Hinton, a top aide when Cuomo was Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, tells NBC New York.
He started asking me personal questions. I was uncomfortable with that conversation, so I stood up to leave, and he walked across from his couch and embraced me intimately.
Also coming forward this weekend, Anna Liss, who worked as a policy aide for Cuomo. This is USA Radio News. President Biden has marked 56 years since Bloody Sunday with an executive order to expand access to voting.
I'm signing an executive order to make it easier for eligible voters to register to vote and improve access to voting. Every eligible voter should be able to vote and have that vote counted.
56 years ago today, more than 500 demonstrators gathered on March 7, 1965. They were demanding the right for black people to vote. They crossed Selma's Edmund Pettus Bridge as protesters were met by dozens of state troopers. Last week, Democrats passed legislation to update voting procedures. Passage in the Senate is uncertain. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Police met an unruly crowd of about 1,000 people in the street near the University of Colorado Boulder last night and were injured by flying objects. The Daily Camera newspaper reports fireworks were set off and a car was flipped. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Still not sure why you'd want to watch, but our video feed is streaming nightly for free at cam.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. It is the Sunday night Bearded Men edition because, well, for those of you not watching on our social media, our DLive and whatever else we got going on, the three of us are very bearded men. And I am the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Peakless Mountaineer
and Richie Rich.
And our telephone number here in the studio is 603-283-6160. And let's go right away to some of your calls and thoughts. We have Jet calling. Jet, you are on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hi. Now, I could talk about how states are stupid and then kind of bleed that into taxation or just focus on taxation.
But, do it. We love that. Bleed in.
Yeah. Now, I'm not sure why you guys, when you come on the actual headphone here, that you go really quiet. So anyway, I'll try to listen better. So states are stupid because, well, first of all, it's just somebody drew some line on a map at some point.
Political boundaries.
I've never understood. Say what?
Political boundaries.
Yeah, and I've never understood, you know, why somehow, let's say 150 years ago, somebody who drew those lines, why anyone was paying attention to those today. But here's really why states are stupid. You know, they all have capitals. They all have separate legislatures. They have separate laws. All the laws are different. A lot of them are the same. A lot of the titles that people carry in these so-called states are different. I'm talking about the borders. Police have different uniforms, cars, flags, insignias, all this stuff. But the crazy thing is, you know, I'm up here in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, and across the river is Spokane, Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Spokane, you can go over there and get all the cannabis you want in any form. You show up in Idaho with that, you're going to jail.
Right. Yep.
It's just the stupidest stuff. But anyway, all this stuff, of course, is funded.
Well, no. Isn't one side of that stupid and the other not stupid?
Well, I guess. Well, it's all stupid.
Well, no. I mean, allowing you to have cannabis is not stupid.
Well. So
you well, it is you, because they tax it.
Right.
Yes.
Having lived in Washington State, I saw the, quote, legalization, unquote, come into being. And what they did is they taxed everyone at each level approximately 50%. So the growers are getting taxed, the distributors are getting taxed, and the retailers are all getting taxed by an entity that did nothing to help them establish their businesses.
And when you talk about that political line, there might be something prohibited in Spokane that is allowed in Idaho. And then you have the flip. So pick your poison.
Well, yeah, Idaho has constitutional carry, for example.
There you go.
So what do they call it?
Smoke weed.
You might just refer to it as...
Well, and the original idea for the states was that they were different cultures, that you would have a different culture in this state versus in that state. But the federal system has become so large that that's become the dominant force in our culture. So we've basically become homogenized that way.
And cultural boundaries wouldn't be drawn out with such straight lines on a map.
Okay, Jet, go ahead.
Yeah, so here we are, and all this stuff, all this nonsense is funded through taxation, which allows me then to segue into taxation, which I am proud to say that I have not contributed to the federal mafia for many decades.
Nice.
Congratulations.
I mean, I learned really early. I mean, initially, like when I was 16 years old, I thought, man, I'm going to make this much money. It's going to come in the paycheck. I'm going to go buy this stuff. And all of a sudden, my paycheck was like, what, half? Now tell me the truth. Am I making this much per hour or am I making that?
I think the youngins call that getting finessed.
So what I do when I talk to people about taxation, it's one of my pet little things, is I like to ask them some questions like, you know, does your neighbor have any right to demand a portion of the money that you make? And they go, well, that's silly. Of course not. I go, well, how about the rest of your relatives? Do they have a right to any portion? And they go, no. Well, how about strangers? Do they have a right? And they go, no. So why do you pay this thing we call tax, which of course is extortion? They go, well, because of course the answer most times is because they'll put me in jail. I said, so what you're telling me is this acceptable for you to live in fear of the very people you have hired to serve and protect you?
Nice.
Yeah.
I just try to get more people to think this stuff through. It's just, it's nutso to me. I don't know what happened to me or why, but of course I started out in life working for the government in a variety of ways, military and state and then feds.
So you've seen the animal from the inside then?
Oh, the corruption, yeah. It's just, that's why I left.
I think one of the things you,
unbelievable.
I think one of the things you probably notice when you talk to those people and present them with that, you're summarily dismissed because they cannot let that sink into their consciousness.
Well, occasionally there'll be somebody goes, well, I like to pay taxes. I like the things that we have. And I'm going, well, then cover whatever you think I owe to then, okay?
Right.
Because I ain't playing.
They immediately come to the defense of their oppressor.
Yeah, I just don't get this, as you know from hearing me before, I just don't get this whole thing of how people can see just other people as somehow more important because all of a sudden they moved from next door to you into some office in that's owned by a mafia of some sort. I call them all mafias. That's why I try to persuade people not to use any of their terminology, but to replace it with something derogatory.
That's true.
Yeah, like goons, tyrants, despots, parasites, thugs, mafia, gang, idiots, liars, thieves, yeah. Lunatics, killers, and gang members.
Yeah, because, of course, whenever it's all psychology, all government, this thing we call government is, it's all a psyop, it's psychology, it's working on your brain, that's what allows you to think that somehow they have a right to your money.
Well, and
it's just...
And a lot of what it is with talking to people about these things is that, okay, they don't have a logical reason for this, but they can't emotionally handle the idea that that they're slaves, essentially. I mean, maybe only like a 30% slavery instead of a 100% slavery, but...
I cover that, too. You know, if I said, what do you call it when someone demands that you labor for them? You know, and I said, well, if someone demands the result of your labor, the you know what you have gained in result of your input, your output of energy and time, and that they demand that, then they are demanding your energy and time,
right?
Which then is slavery.
Yeah. Without compensation, I might add.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a great story online somewhere where you know it breaks down all the steps. Right, of, you know, the state versus you relationship. And it was like, well, at what point did this become slavery? If it's not slavery at step one, at what point did we get along the way before, you know, chattel slavery is real slavery? You know, 10% of your earnings, 20%, 30%? Yeah.
Well, it's all a form. It's just it just transitioned from one form of actually hands-on to the idea, to the concept of threatening if you don't be their slave.
Yeah.
Well, and people are really, really good at ignoring the fact that they are doing all of this under duress.
Hey, Jet, I have a suggestion because whenever you call, you have good points to make. You have good techniques, I think. I think that you, sir, should put together a book full of the Jet techniques to flavory. And thanks for the call today.
Okay, to Robert.
I would love to read Jet's book if he ever puts one together or at least, you know, starts blogging online, that type of thing. 603-283-6160. Taxation is extortion, technically, even though the phrase is taxation is theft. We've got more Free Talk Live coming up.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The time is now to capitalize on the electronic health data security in the American market. Electronic health data security is an industry that could potentially grow to around $25.5 billion a year. Global big data in healthcare was a $14 billion market in 2018 and could potentially grow at a combined annual growth rate of 20% to reach $42.8 billion over the next 4 years. Find out which companies are leading the charge now when you text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Avid Health Sector Insights. We've identified an undervalued company that could be positioned to benefit from the electronic health security boom in the U.S. markets. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Get your report now when you text NOW to 48542. Text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Health Sector Insights. Text the word NOW to 48542.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Right, it is Free Talk Live. Our telephone number here in the studio, if you'd like to join our conversations, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Beakless Mountaineer
and Richie Rich.
And you can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. It also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping RV site or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you would like others to have. If you are planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or even the ForkFest forum. Links to those can be found on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar now for June 28th through July 4th, 2021, and we'll see you at forkfest.party. I did make a reservation recently. Have you guys made reservations? Are you coming?
I may be there. I have not made reservations.
I do need to make a reservation.
You can get on that.
I have no reservations about making reservations.
Get on that. RogersCampground.com, they do have an online reservation tool. Where you can, and that's what I went through, and they email you a confirmation right away. They don't accept payment right away, but what they will do is call you back at some point and get your payment information over the phone.
Yeah, apparently this year they're doing a few designated campground communities, so I need to look into that, figure out which neighborhood I want to be in, because apparently they're separating those out intentionally this year.
I believe that's for the Porkfest week, not the Porkfest.
Different festival.
Yeah.
Overlapping festival.
Not so much.
Some folks consider Fork Fest the entire 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Others consider it the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival. One of the fun things about it being decentralized is, well, it can be whatever you want it to be.
It overlapped last year conveniently, and this year, like, Fork Fest got there first. I'm like, well, we're not going to be with you guys anymore. We're going a week early.
Yeah. So, at any rate, forkfest.party for more information. Let's go to Chris calling from New Mexico. Chris, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hi. Thank you for letting me on the air.
Been
on the show for a while. First, I should say, I'm not going to criticize the previous callers. I'm just going to make some comments on what I heard.
Okay.
The debate over income tax is an endless one. But when you ask the one question, like he proposed to ask, you know, something like, does the government have the right to take money that you earn or part of the money you earn, or however you phrase it?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the answer is, well, no, that doesn't sound right. However, first of all, the government, at least in theory, is not an entity by itself. It's the representatives. It's the people you elect.
Well, I don't want to be represented.
Pardon me?
I don't want to be represented.
Right, okay. Libertarians don't want government.
What's wrong
now, without income, okay, so without income tax, so anyway, if you ask the wrong question, say, for example, if someone asks me, do you want your 20-year-old daughter to marry this 80-year-old Mexican black guy? Then my answer will be no. Does this mean I am a racist and against aging and blah, blah, blah? No. It's just because it probably won't work.
And she probably won't like it.
Okay, so, anyway, so how would you repair the roads and how would...
Consider the parking lot. Now, parking lots in general have very few potholes. Now, those are essentially the same material as roads. So it's not an exclusive capability to create that material, to lay that material, to effectively make a place where cars can drive.
Yes.
There have been many, many studies done on, you know, how the roads would get built, funded, repaired, etc. Okay. So even improved upon in the essence of government. You know, we can only give you examples because the answer is we don't know the answer to that because government won't get out of the way and let it happen.
My general answer to that is
nowhere in the world. Nowhere in the world.
Well, there are places in the world where there are private roads, and guess what? They get built just fine.
Name one country that has exclusively private roads.
No, exclusively private roads. None that I can think of, but that doesn't mean that roads aren't built privately. Roads are built privately all of the time.
Just because governments tend to force their way into a market doesn't mean that that market wouldn't exist without them.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. You have to prove it. Anyway, so the roads, the airports, the airwaves, the electrical grid, the internet, all that has to be paid for. Security, you know, defense of the country.
They're all valuable things.
Yeah. So what you're listing off there, Chris, is products or services. And we know that if a thing has value, that a product or service that fits the bill of what that value is will be provided by the market, particularly in the absence of government claiming a monopoly on it. So if the government gets out of the way of everybody else, and that is to say they remove their monopoly on those products and services, if those products and services have value, they will be provided.
Well, the defense industry is private, but I've never heard my neighbor or you or... And I'm not totally volunteering to buy nuclear weapons and bombers.
Because you're not allowed to, and they're expensive.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, exactly.
But if I could buy a tank, I would. I'm just not allowed to.
Well, you can. That's correct. It's got to be a decommissioned older one.
I mean, getting back to the example of roads and parking lots. Now, parking lots are allowed to be built by commercial entities, by non-governmental entities. Roads are not allowed to be built by non-governmental entities.
Public.
Are you sure?
Yes. Yes,
there are private roads on private land, and then Indians are... Well, anyway, we could go on this one. I'm more interested in the fact that there is actually fraud. Okay.
Who will provide X is very simple. Like, is X valuable? Yes. do people pay for things that they value?
Yes.
Yes.
Therefore, people will pay for X.
Uh-huh. Like they pay for health insurance, they volunteer to pay for health insurance because it's valuable?
Yes, people do.
Yeah, right. And how many people were uninsured in the United States before Obamacare?
How many
would be without Medicaid?
Well, I can think of at least one because my wife is an independent contractor and she buys health insurance.
Yeah, the interesting thing about your question, Chris, is that people do have the right to not carry insurance. And everybody seems to overlook that when they bring up Obamacare or socialized health care in any way, shape, or form. Do you really want the organization that is responsible for the most death and destruction on the planet, the most irresponsible with its money, to provide you health care? Something seems off about that to me. I can't believe you would subscribe to that theory.
I want the government to mandate health insurance, yes.
Why?
Not to run it.
Why?
But to mandate it.
Why?
Because it's in
Why do people need to be forced? Why do people need to be forced?
It's in the interest of society. It's in your interest.
It's not in my interest.
If it's in my interest, I'll do it.
Yeah, it's not in my interest to force anybody to do anything they don't want to do. If there's somebody out there that says, hey, I don't want to carry health insurance, okay, don't carry health insurance. There's no reason for you to get men with guns involved to come and point that at them if they don't subscribe to a service.
That is
straight extortion, sir.
I'm going to let you in on a little secret. I do not carry health insurance.
I mean, why are you running around without food insurance?
Yeah. Why don't you have food insurance?
What about car insurance?
Where is your grocery insurance?
Car insurance is not mandated in New Hampshire.
Correct.
You're kidding.
I'm not kidding. There's no helmet law here either.
Or seatbelt laws.
Oh, my God. You must be the only state in the nation.
Oh, my gosh. We must.
Freedom, baby.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Chris.
All these people running around without water insurance, without food insurance.
Yeah. Chris, there's plenty of books out there. Do some actual research on these topics. Don't just call in and be argumentative.
I opted out of employer health insurance because my portion of the premium would have been too much for me.
Yes.
So I just went, no, I'll take my full paycheck, please.
And it wouldn't even be normalized in America to have medical insurance if they hadn't done that in World War II. Like, if they hadn't made it impossible to increase wages, then we wouldn't have had that as a cultural shift.
Yeah, well, and let's not forget about what the government did to increase the price of health care before all of this mandating of insurance kicked in. So.
Yeah, and as if the pharmaceutical companies are giving us such great care now.
Yeah, they're not.
Get mad, Captain.
603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.